Hey guys, hope everyone is having an awesome day. I just felt such an unction of the Holy Spirit to record this. I know I've been doing them here and there, but I follow his lead with this, and I just felt such a strong leading to release this voice recording, to release this word over you, and may he just saturate your spirit the whole time that you listen. I just felt such an embrace of the Father this morning. And he just wants to love on you. He just wants you to rest in this moment. You know, the tree may still be bare, beloved, but the sun is shining. The skies are blue, and the fruit is coming. It won't be long before you begin to see the signs of life all around you again. Even now it begins, saith the Lord. Do you not perceive it? Many of you have been going through what I call a quiet winter season. It's a season that forces you to go deeper, be still longer, pray harder, fast more, and seek him relentlessly. It's like Jacob said, I will not give up until you bless me. And some of you are in that type of season, that type of wrestling with God. But you've got to get that I will not give up in your spirit. Even though you've had to wrestle with God, it's not been easy, it's been exhausting, and you know, I know where you're coming from. I know in my walk with God, I've had those times of wrestling. I've cried those ugly cries. I've got an attitude, you know, and ranted. I've told God I don't believe he even hears what I'm saying down here. He's totally exited the building, or he's moved somewhere, no forwarding address. And you know, I'm just not afraid to speak my mind sometimes because God wants you to be real with him. And he knows what we are thinking. Anyway, so releasing us helps us face the reality of our struggle. And although your spiritual winters have been very brutal, and for some of you, I would describe it as it's been below freezing would be a better description. Your heart has felt icy at times. Your soul felt like it would never be warm again. You've wrestled in the darkness, wondering if you would ever see the light. You've questioned your calling, your decisions, even your sanity. But in the midst of this uncertainty, he will never once let you down. Because I remember over and over again how faithful he has been in my life. And I praise him for every moment of that. And it's in those moments, those sorrowful moments, I put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And that's what I need some of you to do today. I need you to take on that garment of praise. Release that spirit of heaviness. Let every concern you have melt into his glory. Because without fail, every single time, he will not let you down. Do you hear me? He will not let you down. Because in the midst of this winter season, in the midst of this wrestling match with God, I keep hearing the Lord say, keep going. Keep going. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. And I know it's easy to say that sometimes, even when it doesn't feel like he's there. But even Jesus asked his Father why he had forsaken him in the midst of his darkest and most painful moments. But for you, beloved, I see that glimmer of hope, that ray of light preparing to pierce your darkness. I can hear him whisper for you these words. The waters are heaped around you, beloved. The way has been made. The place has been prepared. Keep going, beloved. There is a place prepared for you on the other side of this pain, and you are almost there. Don't stop now. Fix your eyes upon Jesus and keep putting one foot in front of the other. You may not can see what lies ahead, but you focus on the now. Because when you find yourself in transition, realizing that yesterday is gone and you cannot see tomorrow, you have to trust him in the moment. And again, I hear the Lord say, a place has been prepared for you, beloved. A place has been prepared. Hallelujah. Whatever your needs are this morning, whatever your specific prayers have been, I do know that God wants to assure you. He wants to embrace you. He has prepared something special just for you. Keep moving forward. Keep going because the best is yet to come. Spring has sprung in your spiritual life. I see it. I know it. I feel it. I believe it. Get excited, because this is a season of new life, new fruit, new health, new growth, and fresh beauty all around. Beauty for those ashes. He's making that divine exchange, which is beauty for your ashes. And I want to read to you the scripture, Song of Solomon 2:11. I'm sure you're very familiar with. For lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. And that right there alone is shouting words. Your spiritual winter is reaching its end. It's over. It's gone. Spring has sprung in your life. And I prophetically declare that right now over everyone listening under the sound of my voice, that spring is beginning to spring up in your life. That this spiritual winter you've been going through is over and gone. That you feel the warmth of your Father's embrace in this moment, because that's what He wants to do. He wants to embrace you. He wants you to know that He is there. He wants you to know how much He loves you. Hallelujah. I just feel such an overwhelming presence of the Lord right now. And I just pray over everyone listening under the sound of my voice through my tears. The Lord, that you bless them. You lift them up to a higher place in you. That you give them that Hallelujah, you will give them that not give up type of spirit. That you will arise victorious on their behalf. Let a fresh fire fall upon your children in this hour. Embrace them in such a way that they've never been embraced before. Hallelujah, the winter is gone. He has prepared a place for you beyond this pain. The winter is gone in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. That oil, I wrote this post yesterday about the angels pouring the oil. And you know, even on my hand, even at this moment, I see the shininess of what I would describe an oil from heaven. And I pray right now that as each of you look down into your hands, you will see that same shine. He has poured that oil over you right now in this moment, dripping from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And He pours that oil in your hand and upon you, because it is the balm of Gilead that has come to be applied to your life. That healing balm, He is applying it to your life in this moment. Oh, let us see, oh, Lord, oh, set, eh. Oh, let us see, oh, Lord, oh, set, eh. Father, let your oil begin to pour. Let your spirit begin to soar over your children, over those that listen to this broadcast in the days ahead. Let them feel your embrace in a way they've never felt it before. Let them know that that winter season is gone and that the spring has sprung into their lives. Let them perceive it. Let them see it. Let them know it with everything in them, that you are working on the other side of this pain. It leaves me in tears, because I know that this is reaching into the depths of some hearts right now, as it did mine. And it's taken a grip of your heart. And I need you to believe with me in this moment. He is going to arise victorious in your life. He is that miracle working God. And He has showed up every time for the woman at the well. He showed up. He showed up for Bartimaeus. He showed up for that man that lay there and could not get into the water to be healed. He showed up for Lazarus. He came for them, and He's going to do the same for you. He's coming for you. The tears are flowing, but even through my tears, I just want to bless you. Oh, I just pray that He releases upon you special blessings today and in the days ahead, that you will see those prayers begin to take breath and begin to take wings and spring up. He has prepared a place for you on the other side of this pain. And I want you to hold that within your spirit. And hold to Jesus. I just felt such a strong unction to share that word. And I speak into each and every one of your lives that I will not give up, Spirit. In Jesus' name, Lord, let it fill their bodies from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Hallelujah. Praise God. I bless each and every one of you, and I pray that this message blessed you. Even through my tears, I was letting it flow because there's such an overwhelming presence of the Lord here. And I pray that even as you listen to this, you shall be overcome by that same holy presence. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. But I love each and every one of you. I bless you. I pray you have an awesome day. And I pray this message just blesses you into the depths of your spirit. Later on this week, I do hope to be able to actually be live with you guys. I'm still working on that, but to God be the glory. I love you guys, and until next time, be blessed.